Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hello.
That's you.
We're back.
That's you.
WS, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
After having a week off.
Right, we took a week off. We wanted to regroup, so to speak. What a week it was. We had big plans when we left, but then, you know, it didn't go that well. Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it. You know, we're going to do what's best for us. We're going to keep it moving, keep it pushing, kick the haters in the forehead. First of all, I want to say big ups to our people. You know what I mean? I want to say big ups to John, Lady C, Skylar.
Yeah. Big ups to our people. Who showed out and showed up to welcome Brick to the family. I'm sorry I stole your thunder, my dear.
Go ahead. You got this, go ahead.
Huh?
You got this, go ahead.
Well, let's just say the Adult Zone crowd did show up and show out last night on Rick's debut show. And if you don't know, Rick has her show on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And right here at Home Fantasy Radio, in Denver and everything. And we had a good time last night. We had ourselves a good time last night. So.
Okay. On that nizzle, we want to get right into the action tonight because we got a lot of stuff we need to get to. Tonight is a special edition of Trifling News because we was not able to do the show last week. So last week would have been Trifling News. So we bumped it up to this week. Trifling News, it's going to be wicked. Right now we got to bring our callers in because that's how we do. Calling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's Little Debbie, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. everything under the book. She got like 12 a.k.a.s. It's the one and only Lady C.
That's the number of personalities she has.
Hi.
Hey, Lady C.
Hi, everybody.
How was your weekend, Lady C?
Hey, girl.
This
is
good.
Okay. Also,
it did good.
All right. Also out of Columbus, Ohio.
What's up?
It's John H. What up, John H.?
Come on, take me up on my offer, baby. I'll take you out to Applebee's.
You don't get me.
Or Rib Shack. Come on.
You already starting, John?
No. I'm in a good mood.
You're in a good mood?
Yeah. Why?
You like to see people eat, man.
It's good for you.
You like to take people to eat? All right. And we also
especially when they get barbecue sauce all over them.
Oh, good grief. We also have the 414 in the building. Shout out to the 414. What up, Milwaukee?
PG.
How you doing? Long time no hear.
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Everybody that don't know, this is Renee from Milwaukee.
Hey, Renee.
Hey.
What's up? How's
hey.
Milwaukee?
Hey. Y'all miss me?
Yes,
miss
you.
Yeah, we miss you, Renee.
He ain't saying nothing.
Okay. Who ain't saying nothing?
They know who they is. I ain't gonna even say their name.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
damn black reporter, what did you do already?
They tried to mess up. All right, folks.
And you ain't got to speak to me. You won't be the first person to not speak to me. And you probably won't be the last.
I know that. I know that. All right, folks. It is 5 minutes in. I'm thinking tonight is going to be an awesome night. It's going to be an awesome show because people are just being trifling. So, you know, I'm not even gonna, you know, go through the intros, how's everybody weekend. We're not even going to do that right now. What we're going to do is we're going to jump into the show, okay? Tonight is trifling news. We want to invite everybody to call in to share their trifling friendship story. Everybody got a trifling friendship story. A friend that did something so trifle, y'all not talking no more. You know, whatever the case may be, share with us. Get it off your chest. Put them on blast. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that number 1 and we'll let you on the air. All right, folks. We're going to start off with the stories, trifling friendship stories. Who got one? Let me know.
Why don't we start off with trifling news?
No. We're going to start off with the trifling stories. I got this black of one. Thank you. So who's going to go
ma'am.
With trifling friendship stories first? Anybody?
I got one. Hold on. Let me get y'all off. Okay. That's why I called in, because I got one. This girl I went to high school with, right? I don't necessarily know if this qualifies as trifling. I just think she's dumb. That's just my person. So her birthday was in January. So I was sick when she had her birthday party. So because I was sick, I didn't go to her party. And so by me not going to her party, she's now chosen not to speak to me. And my thing is, what the fuck you want me to do? You want me to come to your party and give everybody motherfucking pneumonia? I could have very well did that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, you know,
and
now
then, and
she
then you really tried for one.
Right. But she got mad at me because I went to my godmother's house. Her party's on Saturday. I went to my godmother's house Friday.
Uh-huh.
I need for her to understand. I'm 35 years old. I'm grown. I pay my own bills. Where I went over her house because, you know, to try to get out the house, you know, I still was bundled up and yes, I was drinking, but that's trying so I can get the cold out of me.
Right.
So
right.
She, needless to say, it's been almost 2 months and she ain't had nothing to say to me.
Mm.
But what she don't understand, bitch, I give no fuck.
I know that's right. I'm just saying.
I don't care.
Hey, don't get off your teeth.
No,
right,
exactly.
I don't feel no type
she
of
won't
way.
She won't talk to me. He's not even on Facebook. We still Facebook friends. And if anybody's on my Facebook, I personally put up a stat today about this situation. Because one of my other friends who I met through my nephew, she went to the party. And I had to text her. So, and I was like, so I see you ain't talking to me. Because she was at the party. It don't matter to me. I don't need female friends. I have my friends. My real friend has been there for me through thick and thin when wasn't nobody else. She ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Yep.
We glued to the hip. Even though we stay in separate cities, I can call her at any time. It could be 3 in the morning. If something wrong, she picking up that phone and she see my name. But as far as all these other little females, they can kick rocks.
Kick rocks with open-toed sandals on.
Exactly. I'm like, And that's the exact reason why I don't hang with females.
Right.
Because
they can get carried
around. Because they do too much, and I have a bad temper.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm a very talented person. Now, y'all wondering, where did this trifling friendship story come from? Let me tell you. Now, y'all all know I wanted to just keep it real. Now, y'all all know that we was having two new shows added to Fold Fantasy Radio. One of the shows was a show that debuted yesterday, which was Brick's House. Shout out to our own Brick, Pastor Brick, who did a phenomenal job, and shout out to everybody who tuned in to the show. Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Okay, we talked about Obama, we got into it, we acted up. How you doing, Brick? I see you. Now, we were supposed to have a show tomorrow, people. We were supposed to have a show tomorrow, and it was called Wellness versus Illness. Now, a friend of mine, you know, if you want to name nameless, okay, his name is Rickness, and I'm not going to dwell too much on it, but he was a friend of mine. He hit me up on Facebook. We chatted. It was cool. He had this show idea. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. And I invited him over to Phone Fantasy Radio. He didn't ask to come over. I invited him over to Phone Fantasy Radio only for the simple fact that I thought the idea was awesome. You know, I thought the concept of the show was awesome. I thought, you know what, we could take this and we could run with it. Because you know me, you give me an idea, I give you four different ones in 15 minutes. You know, because I took it and I done ran with it. That's what I do. I'm a visionary. I'm a dreamer. You know, you give me something, I'm running with it. You know, so I this guy came over, Rickness came over, and, you know, Brick decided to come over to Fall Fantasy Radio. And we had a situation when we started this, before we even got good into the merge, so to speak, we already had a situation, okay? And the situation ended up where Rickness did not want to be on Fold Fantasy Radio. He got mad, fuck that, I don't want to be with y'all. Two days later, he apologized, and he said, you know what, I want to be down with y'all once again. I think this is going to be good for us, ... When he said that, like I said, I take it and I run with it. This man wanted to be the debut tomorrow, okay? And that's why I took off. That's why I took off last week, because I wanted to make sure that when we debuted, everything was up. Wellness.com was up. His concept was up. His shows was up. I wanted to make sure everything was planned out, so when we started doing shows, there would be no hiccups, okay? Last week, Tuesday, I had just got up. I had went to sleep. I was tired. I wasn't feeling good. I had just got up to go to the bathroom at 4:09 a.m., folks. 4:09 a.m. Right, 4:09 a.m., because I looked at the clock. Who the fuck is calling my house at 4:09 a.m.? This man called my house at 4:09 a.m. to tell me... to go on Facebook and look at a video he did with his homeboy because he shouted out Fall Fantasy Radio and he was singing on it. Now, I, being the person that I am, it was 4:09 in the morning. I didn't confront him on it. I didn't say nothing about it, right? I was like, all right, I'll do that. I went through my day, you know what I mean? I didn't look at it. I was disgusted. I'll be honest with you. You know, I didn't watch the whole thing. I was like, and I closed my screen. I went to bed, and I woke up, handled my day. That evening came along, and we was on the phone, and, you know, we talked a bit or whatever case it be. And I said, you know, these are the exact words I said to him, folks. I said, we need to set some boundaries. His response was, what do you mean? I said, because you called my house at 4:09 a.m. in the morning. Do you know this man huffed and puffed, blew my phone down, and hung up on me? Yes, he did.
What a dick.
Now, I didn't call him. I didn't do anything. No confrontation once again. He called me. I went and I called somebody else. And I'm talking to them like, you know, this man just hung up on me. He calls back in the middle of that conversation saying that I called him, like, you know, we call each other this late or this hour. Now, it's one thing if we already on Facebook and you see me posting, on Facebook, but you didn't see me post all day long. You get what I'm saying? My last post was like over eight hours ago. Okay? You didn't see me say what up or hit your inbox or call me or any of that stuff. You could have just texted me inside Facebook and said, Crush, call me, or Crush, hit me up, or Crush, check my page. You could have did that. But instead, you chose to call me at 4:08 a.m. I've never called this man at 4:08 or 4:09 a.m. Never. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. Okay? Well, this man, he huffed and he puffed, and he said that he didn't handle it right. He didn't mean to hang up on me, or whatever the case may be. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I was like, well, you know, I don't know why you feel some type of way. He said, oh, because I felt like I was attacking him. I said, how did you get attacked by, how do you feel attacked by we need to set boundaries? How is that? You know, and I didn't want to get into no argument, so I said, you know what? If it's before 2, don't nobody call nobody, you know, hit us up on Facebook, that's that. He said, okay, fine. He hung up on me again rudely. I get on Facebook. He sends me a message on Facebook, people, and he asked me, when was my site going to be up? And my site was down. It was already late. I already answered this question. And I was like, well, I gave you the answer to that question already. You know, he tried to pull my card, basically. He tried to get funny style, and he tried to get petty. And he was going back and forth, going back and forth. And then he calls my house, and he asked me a question I have no answer to. You know what I mean? Like, it's the stupidest stuff. Where's the address to a location? I don't know the address to the location. I can walk there. Like, you know where your local McDonald's is at, but you don't know the building number. I can, like, Renee, where's McDonald's at? You're going to say it's on Ralph and Fulton. Okay, but what's the building number? I don't know. That's what you would say, right? I don't know. Right, that's what I told him. I don't know. I answered the question. He hung up on me, and it sent me a lovely message in my box, folks. Sent me the most wonderful, friendly, I mean, it was just awesome. I couldn't believe it, folks. I, you know,
right. Why
are
you sugarcoating? That shit
wasn't
awesome. What the hell?
What are you talking about?
That was his ass, man. When Crush told me this story, I started to wonder, did he need the wellness treatment himself? Somebody needs to be seen? I wonder.
I wonder, too. But he sent me this message.
Is this guy from New York? Because they might have some good mental health clinics he can go to.
Well, hold on, folks. Hold on. Let me get to what I was going to say. He sent me this awesome message. You know, like I said, this man is, first of all, he's older than me. As a matter of fact, his birthday was on Monday. So he's 34. I'm only 31. You know, and I just was not expecting, I guess that's what it was. I wasn't expecting to receive a message like this. You know, it baffled me. It made me. It drove me up the wall. It said, "I'm gonna quote this, people. I'm reading it right now. It says, you know what? Fuck you. How the fuck your fat ass was gonna walk with me to a place?" And you don't even know where the place is. I don't need your help, fat fuck.
What?
That's what he texted me.
Damn his ass, right? Man.
Let me tell you what I did. I said, I was told to write this, and I'm not ashamed to say it because I was on the phone when I got this message. I said, God bless you, and I hope you get the help you need. Enjoy your night. He texted back, I don't need help. I hope you don't die too soon because of obesity. Just get prepared to give me my domain very soon. Now, I responded back, and I let it dwell for a minute. Then what I did was I made a posting on my page. Now, I was told I was wrong for putting that posting on my page. I was told I should have just left it alone. It was unprofessional. Regardless of the fact, this man went in on me, and he went on his show, which debuted yesterday, and he called me unprofessional. He said Fall Fantasy Radio. He said he had to leave Fall Fantasy Radio because the Crush Heart is unprofessional. Now, I'm going to tell y'all like this, and then I'm going to drop it. I'm never going to talk about this again. You know, I developed this man. I developed his show. This Wellness versus Illness, I told him how to structure his show. I made his website in 3.4 days. I sat up there and told this man, you know, his mission statement from his about me, from his, you know, I told him where to post his show at. Like, I gave this man nothing but tips and helped this man with his show. And I'll be damned if you're going to sit up here and tell me that me, I'm unprofessional. Really, dude? Right. So you're going to get the stamp of trifling stamped right to your forehead. So that's what I just wanted to let you know. So that's my trifling news. Most recent, like I said, last week, it was a pit. It really was the pit.
And then I commented on the post, and I wasn't anything nice. Really, I wasn't.
I put it on my personal Facebook page. You know, I didn't put it on Phone Fantasy Radio's page. I put it on my personal Facebook page because at the end of the day, it was something that hit Phone Fantasy Radio. You know, and
Phone Fantasy Facebook page for LaCrosse Heart spam this guy's ass.
No. It just shows you, no matter what you do for people, they always going to show you your ass. You know what I mean? They always going to show you their ass, you know? And you know, thank you, sir. You know what I mean? Thank you for you know, instead of going on with your life and going on with your show, your whole synopsis was about me and my show.
Exactly.
Like, no, I'm on your intro, I'm on your three archive shows, and then your one show that you have, you know, you're supposed to start anew, is no longer a station, it's a radio. I mean, it's no longer a show, it's a radio station now. Well, thank you, sir. I really do appreciate you promoting me. And on that note, we're going to move right along. Now, I know, Black Reporter, I know you have some trifling friendship stories.
Well, not friendship stories. I've got trifling news.
Okay,
and,
we don't want to talk to you. Okay, Lady C, do you have some trifling friendship stories?
We're not going in yet.
Okay. Lady C, you got any trifling friendship stories for us?
Oh, well.
Besides Jody?
I think I got one. You know, our little friend, they said they were so sorry for the way they acted at the show, you know, when they came to the show.
Huh?
And then they say, well, could you give me her number? I really want to talk to her. He wants your number, LaCrosse.
Because
you sound so sexy. And, you know, he likes big women. I say, are you crazy? No, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to treat her right. You want to date me, but then you want me to get somebody else's number for you.
So who do you want?
That is truly a typing story.
Right. Those be the ones, though, because that happened to me, too. But those be the ones. Those be the ones that sit up there and tell you how much they love you, but can you hook me up with your friend? What? Thought you was my biggest fan. I didn't even hook you up with Those be the ones. I tell you, boy, everybody's trifling nowadays.
She sounded so sexy. She was really sexy. I liked listening to her. I said, okay, find another call.
You had to stop for that man. Find me on Facebook somewhere. Oh, Lord. I don't need no more of those. I don't need no more of those. I really don't. Next thing you know, anybody with the name B, I'm going to be scared to add them to my friends list now.
But he couldn't remember your name.
Mm.
He couldn't even remember your name. You know, the one that answered the phone. Man, she sounded so sexy. I say she is. Oh, hook me up. What the hell?
Oh, by the way, that is a pretty picture on your Facebook profile that you put.
No, I like the one where she had the collection where she cleaned out her closet. That's even better.
Who are y'all talking about?
You.
What profile picture are you talking about?
The one with the porno flicks and the dildo.
Oh, that wasn't mine.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
That wasn't mine. That was mine.
That was good. It said, the things you'll find when you clean out your closet.
I know.
Hey, if you want, I'll come over and help you clean it up. Maybe we can find more stuff.
No,
John.
Then you'll find
it
out in your closet later.
Don't think I forgot.
Crush, I'm talking about your current Facebook profile.
Oh,
yeah, them funny pictures when it looks like she's Japanese.
Oh, thank you. Also, you have been unmuted. I just want to let you know, 347-627. You've been unmuted. Like, you don't ask, and, you know, I just bring you in because I see your number. So, just wanted to let you know that. You know, so whenever you want to jump in, you can jump into the conversation. All right, Black Reporter, what's this trifling news you want to attack?
Well, I do have a trifling story I'd like to share.
Oh, okay. Hold on. She's a okay. Everybody that don't know, this is Pastor Brick, a.k.a. Brick.
Hey, Brick, what's up?
Good evening, everybody. How everybody doing? Good evening. Well, I feel the need to share in group today because I am the victim of a trifling-ass individual. And
who is it, Black Reporter?
Oh, no, it's not Black Reporter.
Not this time.
Yeah. But this chick, I'm sure she has spies all over the place because she has no life. So she tries to do things like infiltrate my Twitter and everything else just to see what's going on in my life.
You know?
And I wonder what people did before we had a computer. They probably sat, you know, staring, watching paint dry on the wall or something. Because I am the victim of a trifling individual. And I'm not going to name this person, but this person was somebody who was once close to me, and let me start from the, I'll try to keep it short, but it's a lot of shit, but I'll try to keep it short.
Take your time,
quite frankly,
time.
I was friends with this individual, okay, and this was somebody that I had never met, you know, but met through Facebook, you know, and established a rapport with, you know, we found that we had a lot in common. So this individual is very, very deceiving, very conniving, and I soon found out very clever with her nonsense. So I befriended this person. We became friends, working on the same project together, and we talked about personal things, and, you know, we spoke almost about, I'd say about every other day we spoke. And you know how you talk to somebody and you just, oh, you let little things go about what's going on in your life, you know, problems you're having. I confided in her. She confided in me. You know, I thought everything was cool. So basically one day I was having like a real bad week. You know how it seems like one thing happens after another. It's like things start to snowball. And I had been the type of friend to this person who I encouraged her to write. I encouraged her to, you know, start a blog for her work, and, you know, she was recognized and later on asked to, you know, be a participant in a book deal, which I thought was very good. I said, you know, good. I'm glad, you know, your writing is getting out there, people seeing what you have to offer. Now, I would often edit stuff. You know, she would vet stuff through me to see if it sounded okay, if the verb tense was okay, if the homonyms were correct, you know, and everything else. So me being a writer, you know, I pick up on these things. So I would edit and fix little things and make it click and make it better than it was. And I didn't think anything of it because, you know, I thought a friend helping a friend. So one day I was having a bad week, and, you know, I was very depressed. And like a true friend, if you're a real friend, if someone's depressed, you know, you're going to say, what's wrong with you? And if they snap at you, you're not going to really take it personal because you're going to say, you know what, they're having a bad day. You know, I know nothing of it, you know. And I snapped at this person. I didn't even snap nasty.
I was just really depressed, and the person asked me, they sent me a text message now that said, good morning. And I just sent the message back, whatever. I was really depressed. So they sent me a message back saying, why are you so bitchy this morning? Now, this is what I responded. I said, I am what I am. I can't help that. That's all I said. Next thing I know, I'm getting an email. This whole long email talking about something. I can't be your friend anymore because you're too moody. And, you know, I don't deserve to be yelled at. I'm like, yell now. I text her now. I ain't yell at her. Text her. I don't deserve to be yelled at, and you're too moody, and I can't be your friend anymore. So I said, so you know what? If that's what it takes for you, okay, now I could be a lion. I could be real nasty. That wasn't even even in the realm of nasty as far as I'm concerned. I was just having a bad day. So instead of being a friend and saying, you know what, I'll text her back, or let me give her a few days to calm down, or let me talk to her in a few days and see. No, she decided she didn't want to be my friend anymore because I was too moody. But I was okay when I was editing her shit. I was okay when I was sending her shit in the mail. I was okay when I was helping her raise funds for her cause, having my friends donate to her cause. I was okay then. I was the best friend in the world. But the minute that I need a friend in return, I can't get one. So I just folded off and said, you know what? I don't need fair weather people in my life. So you know what? Go ahead on with yourself, whatever, whatever. So that's not enough for this person. This person feels the need to start talking about me to my friends and telling them stuff. Oh, she said this and she said that and she said, she said, she said. So she caused a major misunderstanding between me and one of my friends who I was friends with before we even knew her ass was on this earth. So she tries to cause a rift between something that was already there. Thank God my friend had the sense enough and a level mind to say, you know what? Let me let Michelle explain her side instead of just taking this chick's side and listening to everything she had to say. So I managed to, you know, we managed to squash that and say, you know what, we're still going to be friends. It was a misunderstanding regardless, whatever, whatever. Okay? You think that was enough for this chick? No. She still got to go around running her mouth. So I got sick and tired of being the person that I am because, see, you know, this stuff I talk, it's real. So the stuff that I did was real. I'm not far removed from that person I was. I've come a long way. You understand what I'm saying? From the beast that I was, because I was real nasty. If y'all knew who I was, y'all be scared. But I'm not that person anymore. So I said, okay, let me just leave it alone, and let me just go on about my business. This person is still talking about me. So I put on my Facebook page, and I said, you know what? If you're not for me, you're against me. Keep my name out of your mouth or else. I guess this chick must have had a big bowl of courage that morning. And I guess she figured she going to put on her status, laugh at my ass or threats don't scare me if you really want to come for me, whatever, whatever. I said, oh, no, she didn't. First thing I thought, I picked up my phone and started dialing my cousin in North Carolina. Because I was like this, yo, throw a brick through this chick window right now. Okay, I got people like that. But I was like, you know what? No, let's leave it alone. I said, you know, let me just calm down, let me chill or whatever. Called my friend up, was talking to her, telling her, yo, you better get her, talk to her, that's your friend, you better save her life, because she don't know who she's dealing with. You understand what I'm saying? But see, no, people still can't leave anything alone. And I'm like, do I really have to get on a bus and come to somebody's door? Because, see, I've done it, and I will do it again. You know? But my point is, and I've learned a big lesson from all this. Okay, and mind you, the next day after all of this happened, I see that the chick is trying to follow Rick's house on Twitter. Oh, now you want to follow my show on Twitter and see what's going on? I was like, oh, hell no. Banned up from the Twitter, banned up from the Facebook. I'm like, now, if this ugly pity rears her ugly ass head one more time, I'm going to chop it off. Because I'm getting sick and tired of this now. You can't leave well enough alone. You done sat there and said you didn't want to be my friend anymore. Was you expecting me to bend down and kiss your ass? That ain't going to happen. Okay? And I agree with what the lady said before. Okay? I have anger issues, all right? You don't know who the hell you're dealing with, okay? So I said, you know what? And if I learned a lesson from anything, okay, now mind you, this chick is stressing me out. I don't know her from a hole in the wall. I ain't never looked into her eyes, but yet because she's trying to cause me stress. So for that one, I learned a lesson. I don't ever call nobody friend that I haven't looked straight in the eye, okay? Right. If I haven't looked you in the eye, then I don't consider you my friend. Okay, and if you're going to sit up there and do something like that to me and you don't even know me, all I can say is it's jealousy. What, are you jealous because I didn't roll over and die, moved on with my life or whatever, whatever? I'm sure she probably listened to the tape last night to Brick's house. I know she did because she has nothing else to do with her miserable life. Okay, but follow behind me and see what's going on with me. But it's all right, though, because, you see, I take the hate. Like I said last night, I take the hate, and I make it haterade and turn it into lemonade. That should be tasting good.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know what? Give me the hate. Give me the hate. I'll take it. Thank you. But I learned something from this, you know? And the thing about it is that they almost got crushed mixed up into this nonsense. It was a lot of stuff going on.
Wow.
So I'm like, you know, we must be doing something right here, Crush, and we got so many people trying to tear it down. There's something must be going right with it.
No.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to let her and her negativity and her nonsense interfere. The real people who really know me know that I'm a friend to the end, but I could be a worst nightmare as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true friend. Okay, so if y'all learn anything, Facebook is the devil, number one. Number two, only friend people who you looked in the eyes. And number three, beware of the sharks because they come where she's clothing and they really wolves underneath. Just watch them carefully.
Even if you've seen them in the eye, you still got to beware, really.
You still got to look at them sideways,
too.
Still
got to look
at
them sideways.
Because if you touch your eye, you see their profile. They got the profile of a shark. You better watch it. You be like, oh, okay, I see you.
Like,
or you looked at lingering a little bit too long. You know, you need to watch that. And I say it like this. I know she probably listening, or she got one of her people listening, or she got one of her spies listening. I know because she's everywhere. But you know what? I'm going to just tell her, she better stay out of my face. That's all I got to say. You don't know the monster you're waking up. Stay out of my face.
Okay.
You know, and that's all it is to it. Watch out for these trifling females. Females is something, and you wonder why I don't want to be bothered with a bunch of females. I'd rather sit around a bunch of men.
Right.
I'd rather sit around a bunch of men than be around a bunch of females.
I was talking about that today. I really was talking about that today, folks. You are listening to the Adult Zone Trifling News Edition. Right now we're sharing our trifling friendship stories. If you have one, please join the conversation, 805-830-8320. Or you can like our page on Facebook and share your story. Or you can join us in the chat room and share your story. It is all good. Right now, we're going to get into some trifling news because Black Reporter's sitting over there, antsy pants.
Man, this better be good, too.
No shit. Well,
What you got for us, Black Reporter? Because I got some stuff, but what you got for us?
Well, I was originally going to start with the woman until I saw who she was that won the $336 million in the Powerball until I saw that she was an 81-year-old black woman. And that is not trifling. That is something to congratulate because she won the third largest Powerball in nation's history. So,
can somebody give me a fork? Somebody give me a fork. I swear I wish I was in Louisiana right now so I could drive over.
The lady won the money. She deserves it.
So I could drive over to the Black Reporter's house and stab him in the foot.
I've got a better one. I've got a way better one. Google has these cameras that you can take a look at, and they call it street tape. A man is trying to sue Google in England because they caught him peeing in his front yard.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And even though and this is a very small town in England, They blurred out his face, but the town is only 3,000 people in population. Everybody knows who it is. So they the man hired a lawyer and is trying to sue people for his privacy. You know how people have the cameras and everything. Now,
hell no.
That's crazy.
Hey, Black Reporter don't want nobody to know it was him in that car.
Huh? Was what?
Was it you?
No, was not me. I do not live in England.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been looking on some trifling news as well. And I'm going to tell you this. In Colorado Springs, there is the cops on search for a young man right now because him and his accomplice set up this young lady. He took out on a date, and he befriended her at a party and took out on her on a date, and his friend broke into our house and stole over $5,000 worth of electronic equipment.
Whoa.
So now they're looking for him for questioning. So, you know, ladies, you know, you gotta, we always got to watch our back. There's always somebody somewhere scheming and scamming and all types of stuff. I just find that very trifling.
That's crazy.
Right. He out whining and dying her.
Oh, hey, Black Reporter, what about Lenny Dykstra? They busted him for Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he go to jail for a long time.
Plus, they also got a warrant out for him in California for, what the hell was it, tax evasion, too.
Okay. That I do know about.
Yeah.
But what did he do?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. He stole a car.
Grand Theft Auto. He stole a car. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to keep it going, y'all. Go ahead.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
This sounds like it could be local, but you know how here locally they steal copper, trying to melt it down and sell it and everything?
Right.
Well, this is basically the same thing, but over in England, couples have this bridge that they put padlocks on,
mm-hmm.
and they do that as a sign of their love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, metal thieves have been sawing the locks off this bridge and
mm-hmm.
selling the locks for money, drug money, and they
mm-hmm.
it. And the cops have been watching them and arresting them as they saw the locks off and tried to turn the locks to sell them.
Oh, well.
Aww.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you stole my heart.
Whose heart?
Close.
There you go.
Well, I'm gonna keep the story going, folks, because it is a story I want to get into, but I'm gonna ask y'all this. I was, it's not really trifling. Well, it is. It is depending on what side of the spectrum you are. But,
what is it?
Huh?
Ooh.
What's this, huh? You want to fight? What? Anyway.
I got handcuffs. Handcuff me. I'll let you whip my ass.
That's a topic for a different show. That's a different show, John.
Right. That's
I even take
show.
Pictures and post it on Google.
That's a different show.
Block Talk fan gets beat up and loves every minute of it.
Wow. Thank you, whoever said that. Thank you, because I didn't even know what to do after that. Okay. There's this thing now. There's a study that's going around. I don't know how true it is. I didn't look it up. I don't even have it in front of me right now. But there's a study that says big, beautiful women have more self-esteem than, matter of fact, big black beautiful women.
Yeah.
Let me not have higher self-esteem than white slim women.
Hell yeah.
And what fool paid for that study? The reason why I say what fool paid for that study? Because anybody who deals with BBBW, that's 4B, big, beautiful black women, already know this as a stone cold hard fact.
Well, the only idiot I hear on this phone right now is you. For the simple fact that not everybody in the world deals with BBBW, and not even everybody in the world even know what BBBW stands for. So
therefore, for
the masses to be informed, I think the study was very necessary. Thank you very much. Anyway, move it right along. That was my piece of trifling news. However, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Now, in Pittsburgh, a girl gets off the bus and she's waiting at the bus stop for her mom.
Uh-huh.
In the midst of her waiting for the bus stop for her mom, a young man approaches her. He's 26. He approaches her and he robs her for $60. Now, after he robs her, he calls her cell phone from his cell phone twice, ask if she has a boyfriend and if she wants to go out with him. Now, hold on.
What an asshole, man.
Hold on. Police, Popo, get a search warrant for the phone records and was about to, it was tracking him down or whatever. A couple of blocks later, this guy shows up at a market where the same girl and her mom is at shopping. He assaults them, and the cops find him and arrest him on the spot.
Hell no.
There's just some freaking geniuses out there. You know, you're
that's
just a fucking genius. Right, you're just a fucking genius, for real. Like, that's the smartest robber I know of. Why would you rob somebody and then call their cell phone?
She was so
cute. Right.
They should put that on America's Dumbest Criminals, man.
They probably do already have it up there. Because there is a video of him. There is a video for that. What else you got, Black Reporter?
What else I have is that the world's smallest man was announced this week. World's smallest man.
Smallest what? Penis or just smallest in height?
No. Smallest. Damn, Clark.
What?
I said the world's smallest man.
Short.
Is it?
21 inches.
What's 21 inches? What is that? That's a baby. What's 21 inches? What is that?
Baby? That's a baby.
That's a newborn,
right? Damn, I wish I was that short. Boy, Crush, I could chase you around the house and have some fun with you.
You wouldn't be in my house. Right?
He's 67
you know what they say? Big
hold
things
on.
Come
shut
in
up,
small
John.
Packages.
Shut up, John. What is that now?
He's 67 years old and lives in Nepal.
Damn. Right. And then, okay, so this is trifling how?
This is trifling because everybody wonders why hasn't he gotten married or whatever.
Wow. Who would wonder that? I would wonder that. He's the size of an infant. He's the size of
Vincent.
Who would wonder that? Well, anyway.
Yeah, but ain't that a myth? Well, in a way, couldn't that be a myth? Small, big things come in small packages. He's small, but he's very, freakish in other ways.
I don't know. You're young with that one. Okay, so. All right, so here's a new thing, folks. Now. There's a whole lot of studies coming out.
Uh-huh.
But a new study says movies that shows drinking may encourage underage alcohol abuse. Now, Who in the heifer? Okay.
What the hell's going on, man?
I don't know. I don't know who background that. That's you?
No.
John?
No, honey.
Uh-huh. Right, John. All right, so I thought it was somebody else. Okay, I found it. All right, so the study says that movies that show drinking may encourage underage alcohol abuse.
Okay, I got a good answer for that.
Scientists gave kids a list of 50 movies with the varying numbers of drinking scenes and asked them to watch the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which movies they watch. And the study linked the amount of alcohol consumed in the film to the prevalence of binge drinking among the 10 to 19-year-old participants. Now, you can't drink until you're 21, and
true,
you can't go clubbing until you're 18, but today...
But don't stop them.
Hold on, shut up. But today's rap music is geared to teenagers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So why is it geared to teenagers? I just don't find, I don't know how that, well, how does that go hand in hand? How do we, you know, you want teenagers to buy your stuff, but they can't relate to anything you're doing.
Hey, Crush, can I ask a question to add to that? If that's the case, have they ever did a study on movies where guys beat the hell out of women or have sex in the movies? Have they ever did a study on them, too?
I don't know, Blair. You know what, John? You look that up. How about that? I just wanted to know, what are y'all thoughts about that? Because it had me baffled.
I don't know.
I believe that to be true.
Okay.
Because when I see Sex in the City, all I want to do is have a Cosmopolitan. I believe that to be true. Every time I watch that, like that show, the way they make those drinks, they look so chilled and delicious. I just want a drink.
Right, the apple martini. Like, I want to try that. You know?
Please.
I still party all the time.
That's
party
all my ex used to drink, apple martini.
You know, so if I'm an adult and that affects me that way, I can only imagine how it affects children.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they'd be walking around
true.
Drunk, huh?
No.
But kids want to be like adults so much that they want to learn what it's like to drink. They want to learn what it's like to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
They want to learn what it's like to smoke.
Yeah,
all of the bad things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how well or how well not they take it, hey,
they'll
I mean, you tell me about your sexual habits when you were below age.
You mean drug habits? We're not even going to go to sex because,
the old knuckle shuffle on your fist pump.
That's what I'm talking about, Crush.
Well, you said sexual. Let's talk about drugs. We talk about drugs. We're not talking about sex. Let's have a show where we don't talk about sex. Anyway.
Right.
So, you know.
Whenever you have a chance, I have a trifling story I'd like to share.
All right.
That I was in the news a little while ago, but I think we need to talk about that one.
All right. Go ahead. I was done with that anyway. Go ahead.
This was in the news a couple of weeks ago, and it made me think of this. Did you hear about the brothers in South Carolina?
Uh-uh.
When they were arrested together, and the other brother asked him to eat the crack out of his behind.
Right. He died, I think. He died, right?
They actually had it on tape in the back of the police car.
Right.
The actual transaction, I guess, because you know the one brother had it hidden in his behind. And got him quoted as saying, one of us got to do it. You're the only one that don't have any strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You my brother. I'm going to get life.
Right.
You're going to eat it. You're going to chew it.
Right.
And I can get you out I can't afford another strike. So what he did was pulled it out of his behind in the police car, gave it to his brother, and his brother swallowed it and died later on.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
Damn.
I remember that.
I was like, that was the most disgusting thing. I mean, he actually pulled it out of his ass, and he took it and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell.
Now, I'm like, okay, and they're going to tell me, then he said, for me, an older brother is supposed to love his little brother, have his back, and take good care of him. That's not what's happening in this car. And I'm sitting here like, okay, so I love my sister like nothing on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there's no way in hell I am going to sit up there and not only swallow some illegal drugs for her, but especially if they came out the crack of her ass. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That was just, that's brotherly love right there.
Are you your brother's keeper? That reminds me of the Sugar Hill movie.
With Alan Payne and Wesley on the roof. My brother's keeper. That shit is wild. Got him upgraded the charge to a murder now. So not only is he going away for drugs, but he's going to wait. So he's never going to see the light of day, basically. For murdering his own brother, now he's being charged.
Oh, hell,
That's crazy. But he didn't have to. Well, I was like, wow. So now you have three strikes, but
Okay, now you got to live with the death of your brother. That's going to be on your head forever. Okay, but the fact that he did this to you, and what, they twins? I thought they looked just alike. In the picture. Well, I don't know if they were twins or what. Well, no, one of the twins was probably exactly alike. What? Everybody can't talk at once. What, John? It goes to show you that one of the drugs that killed him, man. So I guess smoking weed or other chemicals ain't bad for us. It's just where we stick them.
I thought that was good football.
So that's wicked. Now we're coming to the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And I got a few more things I want to tackle. Can I get a big up to Chris Brown? Can I do that? I'm Team Breezy, okay? I'm going to celebrity news.
I'm Team Breezy, too.
But Chris Brown and Rihanna doing these songs together, first of all, is trifling to me. Okay? That whole dynamic is trifling to me. But what's even extra trifling is the fact that now they have Rihanna throwing shots at Chris Brown's current girlfriend.
Oh, God.
They said she took a picture of some rice cakes dressed up like his girlfriend, and the caption said, "I'm going to make you my bitch."
Oh, no.
Hold on, relax. Y'all all emotional? Yeah, relax. So we have the girl, the current girlfriend. I can't pronounce her name. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce her name. All I know is to start with a K. That's it. Well, she responded back on her Facebook page. She said, "I win, you lose. Not lose." She said, "You lose, Nikki boy. I mean, I got him. You got pictures of him. Wahahaha."
Ooh.
And then her friend posted a comment underneath that says, "I'm Angelina, you Jennifer. Come on, bitch. You see where Brad at." And then you have Media Takeout, who's a blog if you care that, you know, sponsors and focus on celebrity news. They redid the fake page of this girl and put that, you know, that line up there. And, you know, the girl had to make a new page and stuff like that. But can I just say, you know, Team Breezy all day, but I don't know if anybody else, the song may be nice, yeah, but the fact that you went through all this stuff because of this lady, the fact that she sat up there and tried to destroy your career, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something, she tried to destroy your livelihood. You know, that situation almost destroyed your livelihood, you know, and luckily, you know, you have such such talent and charisma that people, you know, look beyond that. But here you are stepping back into the ring with that. Why would you do that? Why would you set yourself up like that? I think that right there. And then for Rihanna, for you to even, why go there? Why, you know, they say women that be in abusive relationships don't know how to get out. Well, you was out, bitch. You was done.
She got her ass fucked up and all that.
You was out. You was not in a relationship with him no more. Y'all got y'all went y'all separate. You know, most women can't get out of these situations. You was able to get out of the situation, but yet you went back. Why? Why would you do something?
Can I say something?
No.
She's barely
oh, come on. Let Black report it, please.
She's barely older than a child.
What?
What do you expect? Isn't she like 22 or 23?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Plus, some of them women like it.
But am I supposed to care? What?
She's barely older than a child.
Hey?
So.
What's your point?
Huh?
What's your point?
My point is she doesn't know any better.
That's a lie. Really?
She just likes getting her ass kicked.
Really,
man.
Black reporter, you gonna play that card? Really?
Yeah.
In 2012, you gonna play that card?
I'm gonna simply say it like this. She's just stupid.
Being stupid and not knowing any brother, two different things,
Michael. Yeah, but Christ,
okay.
Some of them women like getting their ass kicked, you know.
All right. We had the top.
I don't know what was going on here.
Right, yeah. I don't know neither. Like, I'm going to leave that one.
I think Chris Brown is stupid.
Right.
Because he needs to realize that this is the woman who, if it wasn't for people forgiving and standing by you, you know, you would have been a has-been. Because this woman was, she didn't come out and try to, you know, defend you once. Because I'm sure she probably said some slick shit out of her Caribbean mouth at this man. And it was just pop up. Okay, y'all know how I did. Listen.
No.
I love everybody, but I'm going to call a spade, okay?
Right.
Crush, you know how it is. You be on a lot of Caribbean people. You know,
right.
They're very, you know, mildy.
Right.
They always got something to say. So I'm sure she said something slick. You know, I'm not saying that she deserved to get hit because no woman deserves to get hit. But what I'm saying is, you know, he's only human, and we're all only human, you know?
Right.
And she probably said some slick shit about his manhood or something. I don't know. He probably just flipped. But I wouldn't mess around to get back with her. I'd say, okay, we're friends or whatever, but making some song together, I thought that was just stupid.
Right.
It was a dumb career move. And people are still hating on his ass. You know, they still look at her as, you know, Miss Sunshine and shit.
And another trifling news, celebrity news. I know we don't really do celebrity news on here like that. Another trifling celebrity is Kim Kardashian. You are trifling. Okay? These people gave you, you know, these people didn't go to Toys R Us or, you know, they didn't go to Target to get you wedding gifts. These people spent dough to get you wedding gifts. They spent $5,000 to get you wedding gifts. They didn't get you nothing that cost $200, $300. They got thousands of dollars worth for one item of a wedding gift, and you go, instead of giving the gift back, you go and you donate that to charity, and you don't even let this man get his gift back. You know, like,
I hear that.
That, you know, like, that is just trifling. That really is just trifling.
Shout out to Nene Leakes from Atlanta Housewives, who refuses to bail her son out of jail. I hear you, sister. I hate you.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he just beat up in the hospital the other day? What is he doing in jail now?
What the hell?
Wait, am I wrong? Wasn't he just laying in the bed because he got beat up in jail for popping shit? I mean, then he got beat up and he was in the hospital.
Jail.
And now he in jail? What the hell? What's wrong with this little thug?
Oh, yeah, because, see, I'm looking at, media takeout, and this is the issue that's going to air. He was stealing razors out of Walmart.
No.
And she's like, yo, leave his ass. So it might happen. Seriously, this is an old, I guess this is old news. Well, the show hasn't aired yet when she left his ass in jail. But maybe, this is, like I said, media takeout news.
Right.
So
right. I don't know. I can't really trust media takeout. They have some good stuff.
I can't trust media takeout. They be the one breaking shit before anybody else breaking.
I don't know. Media takeout
is iffy with me.
I'm going
to have to start reading that.
They give
also Read the Star, man. That's a good one too, man.
All right.
No, they had some pictures up on the front cover of Whitney Houston and stuff, man.
All right.
Don't go there.
Moving on. What? Okay, so, you know, I'm on my favorite site called TMZ. That's my favorite site. You can always trust TMZ. No, I'm just playing.
Geico Car Insurance.
Can I just ask a question real quick? I mean, I know we're not really doing celebrity news, but why the hell do they keep letting that little girl make decisions on her hair? First they let her flip the shit and put all these sides, like a Cassie, you know, shave in it. Now they let her cut her off bald. Now they let her dye it honey blonde. Why are they letting the child do all these things to her hair?
Who?
This little Willow Smith. Hell, I couldn't even get my apartment until I was, what, 14, 15 years old?
Well, y'all gotta understand with Willow Smith, her whole brand that they give her, her brand is be yourself, you know, be able to express yourself the way you want to express yourself. So, you know, in the sense of going along with her brand and her being a, they're marketing her, they letting her express herself. So if she want to dye it blonde, let her dye it blonde, you know.
Yeah.
No fair.
So, Crush, if your 9-year-old child woke up to you and said, Bobby, I want to shave my head bald and dye it blue.
I'm going to say more positive. I would say go right ahead.
He
got to walk with that. I don't care. You wear a hat when you walking with me. You wear a hat.
Will Smith don't go to school with the hood, okay? That's why I'm like, okay, I guess it's acceptable because she's a celebrity kid. You know, teachers ain't gonna look at her no differently.
Folks.
Students, they're radical anyway. They're gonna do, well, come on. She comes to the hood with that. They're gonna look at her like.
But that's the difference, folks. This girl is a celebrity kid. You get what I'm saying? Celebrity kids do way more different than we do. They can get away with way more
than we can. Shit we can't get away with.
That's not a girl that's living in Albany Project. You feel me? She's not going to PS44. You know, she's not doing that.
Yeah.
The PS44.
I know, right?
Right on, Crush.
Shout out to PS44. Right, there is a PS44.
She's been hanging out with Christina Aguilera, shaving her head bald.
1986, 1987. Shout out to Miss Jackson.
Every school had a Miss Jackson. Me specific.
I know, right?
Michael
Miss Jackson.
All I know her name was Miss Jackson. Now I'm first grade.
Miss Janet.
No.
I'm Miss Jackson. That's all I know. Okay, so we got to get into the big news now. Right, Black Reporter?
Right.
Okay.
We got to get into the big news. Everybody heard this last week. It was on everybody's tongue. Last week, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, that bastard.
He made a comment on his show about a young lady who is a college student.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she went in front of government, and she was talking about birth control. How birth control is expensive, and she couldn't afford it. And she made a statement pretty much saying to the government that y'all need to pay me for having sex. Now,
And understanding how Rush thinks, you know, of course, the first thing to come to his mouth, what came to his mouth? That she's no more than a hoe.
No, that's not what he said.
What were the exact words that he used?
Let me finish talking. We could have avoided all this right here. Right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Well, once she said that, it was open season for her, pretty much. And Rush Limbaugh ended up saying, if you know, pretty much what this lady said, what you want to call her is a slut or prostitute. Now, and everybody went bananas. Oh, my God, no, you didn't call her a slut and a prostitute. Oh, taking my ass away. Now, since then, Rush Limbaugh has issued an apology on his website and such. But, you know, me personally, I agree 150% with Rush Limbaugh. Okay? Now, y'all may call me trifling. I don't give a fuck. Y'all may not understand my reasoning. I don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, when you see it quack like a duck and you see it waddle like a duck, then by God, George, it's a fucking duck. If you sat up there and said you need to pay me for sex, quote unquote, pay me for sex, quote unquote, people, pay me for sex.
Hey, what's this broad's name, man? I can make money off her.
So she said that, and he called her what she was, a prostitute. And he even took it a step further and said, well, you know what, if we got to pay you for sex, you know what you need to do? You need to put it on the internet so we can all watch.
And put it on video.
And put it on video. Perfectly fine, folks. What was the big freaking deal? Can somebody explain that to me? Break it down for me. Because maybe I'm slow. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe me and Rush is on the wrong. Now, I don't say I agree with everything Rush says, but in this particular instance, I agree wholeheartedly. Now, you know, people were talking about her on their Facebook pages, and they were carrying on about it, and they said, well, she's not a prostitute, she's not a slut, she's a college student. Well, you know what, the same way you feel that Rush could have reworded his comment, pretty much, or use a better terminology for it, which there isn't. This woman has no excuse to be a college student and she can't find better words to express herself but to say, y'all need to pay me for sex. Like, really? And why did she get national? Like, why did they pull the ad? Now, you got people like IMS and You got you know, young ladies out there doing their thing. Now, if I said that on my page, like, you know, birth control is getting expensive, you know, my insurance ain't covering it no more, y'all dudes need to pay me for sex, the first thing y'all would have said was, Crush, that's pay for play. That's prostituting. You're prostituting. Now, this young lady sat in front of government and said she was prostituting. Like, did nobody see the error in their ways there? Am I the only one that sees that? Talk to me, folks. Talk to me. Now y'all can talk.
No.
He's two-faced himself, man. Look what he said about Donovan McNabb.
I'm not talking about that.
The only reason Rush
We're not talking about that, John. We're not getting into the oil.
Yeah, no, but the only reason Rush is making a comment like that, his stomach's so big, he hasn't seen his...
Right. Moving on. Anybody else? We got anybody else? Lady C, you got anything for me?
It is what it was.
It is what it is? That nobody got a car now? Wow. Okay, what about you? Go ahead.
If she said all of that, she put herself out there. And everybody want to act like, you know, oh, he slapped her. You know, sometimes you put your foot in your mouth and somebody help you stick it in a little deeper. Don't get mad at them.
Pretty much. But everybody was boo-hoo, crying, oh, my God. I don't support him, and, you know, all this other stuff, please. Y'all ads are going to be right back up here.
Shut up over, and you're going to get upset over this? He put so much other stuff out there, and y'all getting upset over this?
They even had the president call her. The president called the lady and told, right, they went in on this guy, you know? Ads was dropping, you know, that's the only reason why he apologized, because they was pulling away, you know, the ads and stuff like that. So
yeah, some of the advertising has dropped off. A radio station has no longer airs the show, and all this over what he opened
facts.
His mouth said.
All over, it's not even all over where he opened his mouth, all over facts. It's facts. He didn't lie. He did not lie. Now, one time did you say this man lied? If you sat up there and said, you know what, President Obama, I'm black, and I need to be paid because I'm black. You know, you can't sit up. He called you a Negro. Nigga, I'm black. What else is there to say? Negro means black and Spanish. But anyway, that's just my opinion. What you got for me, Brick?
Well, I'll figure this. Rush Limbaugh, yeah, he has a reputation for being off the chain with the stuff he says. But I think that, you know, I'll give him this. I didn't necessarily hear the whole speech the woman gave or whatever, so I don't want to, you know.
I'll play it for y'all if y'all want me to. I got it queued up.
I'll give it to Rush Limbaugh. At least he has the courage of his convictions in order to open up his mouth and say something. You got to respect that shit. I mean, if you don't respect nothing else. You know, a lot of people, you know, like sponsors are pulling out of his show and all this other stuff because they shook. They scared because, you know, when women get riled up, you know how women, you know, come on, Chris, you know how women get, they get riled up and shit. You know, they start, we're the consumer, we buy this, this, and that, and we're going to pull away from the sponsors, and we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that. So everybody's running scared now. But I think he apologized just to save his job because he realized shit. You know, I got to, you know, make this cheddar. I got kids in college or whatever, whatever. So I think he just apologized. I think it was half-assed. I don't think he means it, you know. But it's just the fact that he had to do it. It's you know, I don't lose any sleep. I just say it like this. We do need to watch what we say as women because sometimes, you know, we get a little bit overboard with this liberation shit. You know, I mean, I'm all for being liberated and stuff like that, but I do believe there's some things that a woman ain't supposed to do that a man does. That's just my opinion, you know, and I think on a whole, basically, I give him props for saying what he had to say. You know, I mean, this ain't no different from the other shit that done flew out his mouth, so, you know, I'm neither here nor there about it. I mean, anybody that is used to the, you know, that knows politics knows this is the shit that goes on, you know. So I don't feel one way or the other about it. To tell you the truth, really.
All right, so here I go. I'm gonna play pieces of it, so everybody understand what really happened. Just give me 6 minutes of your time, or less than.
We're back now with this growing firestorm over the crude tirade from Rush Limbaugh directed at a young woman caught up in the fight over birth control in Washington. Tonight, the anger is spreading. That young woman is speaking out on her own behalf, and Limbaugh is refusing to apologize. We get the latest from NBC's Ann Thompson.
Today, Limbaugh did not back down.
Yeah.
What can I do to the women of America? What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute.
Then Thursday.
If we are going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. And I'll tell you what it is. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
His comments got women talking.
One of Rush Limbaugh's advertisers is no longer willing to be associated with a conservative talk show host. Companies have been under fire to pull ads after Limbaugh viciously attacked a Georgetown law student for her support of women's access to birth control. Limbaugh called Sandra Fluke a, quote, prostitute and a, quote, slut on his radio show. Sleep Train Mattress Center, that's, by the way, one of the biggest mattress retailers in the country, released this statement, quote, we don't condone negative comments directed towards any group. Well, during his live show today, Limbaugh continued his insults of Sandra Fluke.
The woman comes forth with this, frankly, hilarious claim that she's having so much sex and her buddies with her that she can't afford it. And not one person says, well, did you ever think about maybe backing off the amount of sex that you have? When there is the slightest bit of opposition to this new welfare entitlement being created, then all of a sudden we hate women. We want them barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, all of these other things. And so that's where we are.
Okay. Yeah, I stopped it right there. And if that's what she's like I said, if the couch is black, by damn it, I'm going to say it's black. And she said that. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand, you know, what was the big issue about it. Why was it such a big hoopla? You know, why is it, it's a war against women? Why is it a war against women? Because this lady went in front of government. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong for doing what she's doing. I'm not saying she's wrong for doing what she's doing. What I'm saying is, it's wrong for her to use the wrong words, pretty much. You use the wrong terminology, you use the wrong words. You could have reworded it better to get your point across. That's all I'm saying. But, you know.
I'm trying, how does that have to do with birth control if they're saying that's a fake?
Well, what happened is they said, you know, sometimes people use, you know, us ladies, even myself included, I have done this, you know, you use birth control for more than just having sex. You know what I mean? More than just, you know, the birth control, it is a, you know, it does mess with your hormones, ladies, you know, as far as like the estrogen and all that other stuff. So sometimes you're prescribed birth control more than just for, you know, safer sex issues.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, that's just one of, you know, it has other effects as well on our bodies. So the girl went up to, she went up to this Congress to say that, you know, it's getting expensive. You know, her friend has to take birth control. And it's not necessarily meaning she's having sex with a lot of people or she's having a lot of sex, you know. But, you know, like I said, it is what it is. If the card is pulled out like that, then, hey, what am I to do? But anyway,
that
was
like that.
This
just happened to be the one thing they wanted to jump on this time.
Right.
The mattress company should have been happy.
I know, right?
Right. Let me fill you in on something you may not know. I used to work for a radio station that aired Rush on a daily basis. And I would be the one playing it on a tape-delayed basis. The people who follow Rush are not your normal folk. I mean,
no.
They are the right-wing zealots who believe that the woman's place is in the bedroom and pregnant and in the kitchen, crying over pots and pans and everything like that. You know, that's the audience he's dealing with.
But isn't it?
Yeah. Huh?
Isn't it?
Like I said, that's the audience he's dealing with.
No, I'm just saying, isn't it? Isn't that where women need to be at?
No.
Wouldn't the world be a better place if women went back to the kitchen?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think the fact that women decided to jump out and be independent and you know and fight
they
for their
need to be
for their
who they want to be.
Right. We tried that and it's not good. The outcome is not good. Now that women are out there in the workforce and doing big things and stuff like that, you know who's suffering?
Crush, let me ask you a question. If you were barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, would you be doing this show right now?
Yeah, because I'm barefooted right now. So, yeah, I would be doing a show right now. I'm barefooted right now. So why wouldn't I be doing a show right now?
You're not pregnant.
That's because I can't get pregnant.
Oh, she's playing with you.
I have to do the show.
Huh?
Barefooted, pregnant?
I'm just saying, most women who are barefoot and pregnant have no future.
Have no future? What? Oh, this sounds like a topic. Thank you, Black Reporter. You just stuck your foot.
Well, didn't I just talk
about that?
That's one of the problems.
A lot of women who go the barefoot and pregnant route, do you see them having a future?
Well, yeah, their future is dedication.
Yeah, you can have a future if you're encouraged. It's not barefoot and pregnant. It's the fact of being encouraged or having someone
exactly.
to support you and push you up and say, go on. That has nothing to do with being barefoot and pregnant. You could be no children and still go nowhere because no one ever told you you could do it. That's one of our biggest problems. You know, they're forced and tell our youth that you can do it. You don't have to be a football player. You don't have to be a rapper. Get a good job that sustains you and your family. Being a janitor, being a bookkeeper, being a lawyer, a doctor, a stable job that will take care of you and your family. It doesn't have to be just rapper, singer, football, basketball player. The world is full of people that do other things that live well.
Exactly.
So you're saying exactly, but what point did you make, Black Reporter?
I was trying to make that the idea of being quote-unquote barefoot and pregnant, and most of the time when people see that image, they see people who have no future, who have no future ideas about themselves and things of that nature.
That's not true.
I may have been wrong. Okay. I may have been wrong for thinking that way, but so my apologies.
It's not wrong for thinking that way. I mean, you know, that's the way you think. You know, that's your opinion. That's, you know, nobody's faulting you that, but I'm just saying it's not true. You know, if somebody is barefoot and pregnant, it's because they chose to be barefoot and pregnant. You choose that lifestyle. You know what I mean? And being a mother or being a parent is a full-time job. You of all people should know that. Because you were Mr. Mom, wasn't you?
Yeah.
So did you have no future?
So you're trying to say, from your
point of view, from you being quote unquote Mr. Mom, and your wife was out there working, so therefore you had no future.
Shot well taken.
Oh. Okay. You give up too easily. You suck.
Yes,
I need a new co-host. I need somebody I need somebody that's going to stick to their guns. You suck like a whore. Oh.
I did put my foot in my mouth very, very well.
You should walk around and talk with your foot in your mouth. This is supposed to go on. Like, I was going to let this lead over to the next show, but you done messed it up. Like, boom. Anyway, moving right along. John, you back with us, John?
Yeah, I was going to say, she could have expressed it a different way, but I don't know if Black Report remembers this, but Rush Limbaugh is a racist because he said a while back he made a bunch of comments about Donovan McNabb. As far as I'm concerned, she made a mistake the way she misquoted it. Him, he can stick his head up his rear end as far as I'm concerned because Rush sucks. His problem is he ain't... I'm going to be blunt about Rush. He hasn't seen his pecker since he was a kid, and he's just wondering if he still got one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how he gets his name, because of what he says. That's nothing new. Rush has always been the first to step out and pull something out.
Hey, you know what would be a hell of an idea, but I don't think he does. Why don't we try to get that fat bastard on block?
What you
said,
Lady C?
He got famous for that. That's how he got famous, man. He's so conservative, and he's able to point out, well, if, you know, he wants to make it look like everything, he's so, you know, he pulls out all the negative about stuff. That's Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And the sponsors pull it out. They just decided, oh, well, we got too many people that might not like. They realize that people are standing up for what they believe, and they may lose people.
They'll be
you
back.
You know when you... You knew when you became his sponsor what kind of man he was.
Right.
Rush, that we can't believe that. Get real. You know Rush gonna say something like that. He sits up on his high horse and looks down on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he so called apologized? Because they told him to.
Look, let me tell you. If he thought he could get away with when Obama won, he was sick. He was sick. And he still just can't believe it. So, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. He's so conservative.
Alright. So, we're moving on. We got another caller from the 917. Took him long enough to call in. What up, Chef?
What up? How you doing?
Great.
Hi, what's
Chef?
Up, Chef?
Yo, what's good, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
Y'all good? What's the topic about?
We're sharing trifling friendship stories. You got one for us?
Trifling friendship stories. I got a couple, but I don't know which one I can share.
The share the devious one.
And don't talk about nobody's too black.
The most trifling.
And don't talk about nobody's too black, Jeff.
No, I ain't gonna talk about nobody right now and shit. Trifling stories, my homeboy was married to his chick, but before he got married to his chick, whatever and shit, he couldn't take it to prom, whatever and shit. So he had one of my mans take it to prom. Apparently, like years later, we found out one of my mans tried to beat whatever that same chick. He tried to take to the prom, and my homeboy got tight, whatever and shit. My homeboy tried to press him, but he was just acting real funny style, whatever and shit. All right,
so can you translate that in layman's terms? Not everybody's from the hood.
Who says I'm from the hood? I got Jewish neighbors. It's just Jewish
your
neighbors.
Language, that don't mean nothing.
I'm not from the hood at all.
Actually, you're presenting yourself like you're from the hood. So, can you talk in the layman's terms? Right, like, really?
All right. Well, I had a friend of mine who actually was married to this female young lady. And before they got married, he actually couldn't take her to prom, her prom. So he actually asked one of my friends one of our acquaintances take her to prom. Why? Because he trusted this guy to take her to prom. Apparently, when he took her to the prom, this guy, he tried to really
have sex.
Take whoa. I'm not trying to be hood here. He's trying to take advantage.
Have sex is hood? Or beat is hood?
Take advantage. I'm not trying to say, like, sex, whatever. I'm not trying to be hood. You know, you just said that. You know, you just G-check me.
All right, folks. We are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. It is 10:35 p.m. I am being real trife right now. I'm just in that mode right now. I did just disconnect him because really, 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 dude, really? Really, it wasn't even that serious. Like, really? Shout out to Russ in England checking us out. Shout out to everybody that did come into the chat room. Shout out to our good friends, iCandy Radio, who tuned in to our show yesterday, who checked us out, show us love. She got a contest going on. So all my big girl lovers, so all my big girls, plus size women. She got the Facebook plus size top model contest going on. Your girl submitted her photos. We're gonna find out what's next. You know, I'm gonna hit up and find out what's next. But you know, if you're interested in submitting, submit three shots of yourself, full body and face, send it to iCandyPro@gmail.com. Spelled with an I. What else we have going on, Black Reporter? Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-oh. All right, moving right that. Along. We will be back.
Lord, have mercy. What's going on tonight?
You know, let's move on. Let's not even dwell on it. Let's go. Let's keep it going. Thursday. It's Crush Groove. It's the Boom Boom Room, folks. We're going to bring it back. We're back on track. Thursday, we'll be back on track. We'll be back in our zone. We got the Boom Boom Room coming up. The topic for Thursday is share your sexy playlist. What songs get you in the mood to get it in? Name your top five. If you want to get in it early, I can add it to the playlist. You can hit us up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Yes, the website is back up. you know what, folks? I don't know, man. We got stuff planned. We try to plan stuff. Me and Brick been brainstorming. Black Reporter, he don't want to join into the conversation. He want to do his own thing. I don't know. We try to bring him in, but I don't know. I don't know what it is with Black Reporter. I don't know.
Excuse me.
Because Black Reporter never wants to play with the big girls. I don't know.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Intimidated.
He's intimidated? Is that what it is, Black Reporter?
Y'all mean.
They're mean? How am I mean? I say, Black Reporter, let's do this. Black Reporter say, okay, I'll hear from Black Reporter before they. Black Reporter does not take us seriously, folks, and this is something we need to take seriously. Y'all need to get in.
I'm laughing because it's funny.
I know that's right. I'm a comedian. Anyway, folks, we'll also be back here Monday. You want to tell
Monday.
People about your show? Hi, you want to tell people about Brick House Brick?
Yes. You are welcome to come to my house. We're only on Mondays. And you can come in between 8 and 10 p.m. Mondays. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7, I guess, Central, or whatever, Mountain, I don't know, Billy Goat, I don't know. But you can come in during that time. Monday, we had a lot of fun talking about Obama yesterday. We talked about President Obama. We covered a lot of ground. talking about Obama, his kids, his baby mama, and his wife, his mother-in-law, talking about everybody. We had a good time. This week we're going to be talking about Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, all of these, Tumblr, all of these sites out here. Are they basically ruining our lives? I mean, they're supposed to enrich. But are these sites really ruining our lives and our relationships with people? So next week is our social issue, relationship show, well, social issue. And I do believe that social networking is a social issue. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about that. And if these things out here are really helping us or are they hurting us? Mm-hmm. I think they're hurting us. Because quite frankly, I found out that somebody is at the drugstore on the corner from me, I can go over there and knock on the side of the head with a brick if I wanted to. Mm. You know, I think these social networking sites are a little bit too much. But we're going to talk about that and have some fun and some good music on the side, you know. So come to Brick's house.
And we have a homework assignment.
Yes, you do have a homework assignment. The homework was posted on the Facebook page of Brick's house, but your assignment was to watch the Oprah interview with Bobby Christina. You get to see America's Mammy in action. And I want you to watch closely when you watch that interview. Watch her mannerisms. Watch the listen to the tone of her voice. And watch how she relates to Bobby Christina. And you will see why I call her America's Mammy. We're going to talk about that as well. So please come
now,
prepared to class with your homework. Thank you.
Question, is that only on Oprah's network or is that on regular TV?
Okay, it's probably only on Oprah's network, but it'll be on the news at 11, trust me. Even if you see a little tidbit of this, you know, you'll be able to recognize Mammy in action. Okay?
Mammy in action. Folks,
it'll probably be on YouTube. You know, it's, you know, you can see basically, you don't need cable to see anything anymore. You know, you just need to access to a computer. I'm sure it'll be on our website and YouTube and the news at 11 and 12 and 1 and everywhere. So you'll be able to see it.
And, folks, y'all can visit the website, brickshouse.com, B-R-Y.
I'm going to put a snippet up there as well, see if I can get some feed there as well. So you'll be able to watch it on brickshouse.com.
Right. And we also got the Facebook pages. Phone Fantasy Radio. Right, let's look us up. Phone Fantasy Radio, Brick's House, that's B-R-Y-C-K-K-S, House, Black Reporter, B-L-K Reporter. Yeah, these people just can't spell things right. They just have to be difficult. They just gotta be difficult. They couldn't just use the I, the C, and one K. No, they had to be difficult.
Well, if you can find Crush, you can find us. Because we're all over Crush's page. She does a wonderful job of spreading the word. So if you can find Crush, you can find us.
All you got to do is sing me.
Please.
Okay.
Whoa.
You can see me there. I had the hands waving in the air. Right. So, we got 15 minutes remaining on the Clizzock. Okay, we got 15 minutes remaining on the Clizzock because I'm so hooked. What up, Chev?
Oh, my God.
What up, Chevy, baby?
Y'all hung up on me.
Baby. Mm. Hang up on you? Why would we hang up on you?
Y'all hung up on me.
You know, this is BTR. Mm. BTR be acting up, you know. I don't know. Sometimes I can't even get into the show. I don't hang up on people. I mute people. Right, John?
Hello?
Hey, no problem.
See, I support you so much that I called you back, even though you hung up on me.
Aww.
Crush. How could
you? You so much. You're such a good guy.
He ain't a good guy because he didn't come to my show yesterday.
I know that.
I'm hurt.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I'm going to come to your show on next week, Monday. I promise you.
All right, don't forget. Have your homework. Your homework is to watch America's Mammy Sunday night and be prepared to talk about it Monday.
All right, I'll make sure.
You're not even
going to
forget, right?
Oh, pass the
question. Okay,
so, I'm going to remember. I'm going to call in.
All right, so my...
You got me, Pastor Brick.
John, you going to watch your homework? Do your homework, John, for Monday, okay?
No, I don't do homework. I can be a maid. I'll clean the house for you.
That's a different conversation.
And
a different
joke. Right, and I want her to wear. I want you to wear some
tidy whities,
and I want you to wear.
No, I don't wear that
print.
Shit. I wear boxer shorts, man.
Oh, no,
I walk around with a beard.
What the hell did I just say? This is my show. I'm telling you what to wear. did that work? Look, Brick, did that work? I'm in training.
Oh, okay.
Oh, girl.
did that work?
I forgot. I got to bring the barbecue sauce because she likes her. If that's crush, she likes her belly to have a lot of attention.
Oh, I am gone.
Honey, they got a new restaurant open called Rib Shack, man. You ought to come up.
So, Rick, did I do it right, Rick?
Yes, you did, but just with a little bit more authority.
See, that was authority. I don't have it in me. I don't have that back.
Come on, we're going to work with you. Just deeper, just more serious.
I got to dig deep.
Deep.
The outfit helps a lot, too.
Ew, who burped? You're so rude.
I mean, you're seriously rude.
Who the hell was that?
You.
Oh, one. I don't burp, I fart, but I know I didn't fart.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly, oh, my goodness. Oh, so, okay, so we did Brick's house yesterday. We got
the awesome.
Adult zone. We got the adult zone today. And, you know, we'll be back here Thursday night with the boom, boom room. Listen, we also have what we call spoken word memoirs, which is a segment on the boom, which is a segment on Crush Grooves. And I want to invite independent artists, rappers, singers, R&B, spoken word, you know, submit your music to fullfantasyradio@gmail.com or visit the website. Or visit the website, fullfantasyradio.com, and, you know, submit your tune so we can play it on spoken word, which is normally an R&B section, in rap section. So today I'm going to end the show early. Unless somebody else got something else to say.
No.
I'm done.
You done?
I'm done.
I'm about done.
That's it. That's all you have.
No, let's keep going.
That's all you have with two. That's
can
all you
we
have.
Go to Brick's house? No.
That's all you have, Dr. Porter, was two stories? Really?
I've got a couple more. But if you want to end the show early, I mean, that's you.
That's not what I asked you. But do you have anything else to share? What else you got to share, Black?
Well, let me see what else I have to share. I have. Hold on a second.
You know what's trifling? I'm gonna tell y'all what's trifling. What's trifling is
trying to go from memory is not the greatest in the world. Okay.
Right. You go think that over. Okay. What's trifling to me is these ladies that have 5.6 kids that's 9 months apart and they're only 25. That's trifling to me. And they got seven baby daddies. That's trifling.
The first one, he didn't do what I thought he would, and this one said he was going to take care of me, and he came along and boop, oh, yeah. Then number three said, well, that was not doing right, so I tried him. That tried everybody.
She rationalized it all. And this one, he promised me forever, but it didn't last. And this one,
he brought me a ring.
What about those situations where the guy promises you forever, and then 2 years down the line, you find out he's been living a double life?
Hey. Or even the woman, oh, I love him. I really love him. This is his baby. I know it's his baby. It can't be anybody else's baby. You are not the father.
That is the most. Maury turned into the most trifling show, didn't he?
Yeah. No, it was just him. was just him. It really was just him. Well, how the hell somebody else's sperm got in there? What happened? You walked by the bathroom and whoop, somebody else?
I like the ones that bring 15 guys on in. None of them in the problem.
And
she's 1,000% sure each time.
They be like, look at the eyes and the nose and the mouth. They do that for like 5 guys.
Yeah. Why can't Luke look just like her daddy?
Look at his knuckles. Look at his knuckles. What you got, Black Report? You thought of anything yet?
No, I can't research it while I'm on my phone and everything, so.
Oh.
What's trying to do is like, you need the new phone and they got it yet.
Exactly. Well, it seems like this phone is even less advanced than my previous phone. So,
you know what's trifling?
My phone.
No. Sorry. No, your phone is not trifling to me. What's trifling is we do trifling night. And we have trifling friendship stories. Everybody has a trifling friendship story but you.
He refused to admit that he has trifling friends.
What's that about, Dr. Porter? What's that about? You don't have no friends?
I got trifling friendship stories, believe me. A man who goes through my hometown and playing his own personal taxi cab and charges $10 a ride. And then when he tells them to stop messing with stuff in his back seat, and then they get halfway to their destination, and then he wants to throw them out. And one of them calls the cop, and he goes to give him a slap across the face, and he punches her, and he is having going on trial for assault.
Black Porter, why did you punch the girl in her face?
Huh? Good question.
Why did you punch the girl in her face? What's up with that?
I didn't. He did.
Who he?
He did.
Is this your buddy? Is this your friend? Or you just tell it? No. This is what I'm understanding.
Oh.
What about you, Black Reporter? What was trifling done to you? Not hearsay. What was trifling done to you? Right. That you was there and you witnessed with your own eyeballs.
Somebody who promised that, I'll be there for you. Yeah, right.
All right, folks. We have 7 minutes remaining on the Clizz Oxford.
Like
Black Reporter is left field with it. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. People been calling up being trifling today. First Chef, Black Reporter been trifling. John been trifling. I don't know what's up with the men today being trifling on our show.
I don't know.
Trifling news on us.
Trifling news in us. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't
hey,
want to
any of you ladies on the show have a one night stand?
No.
You know? Here's my impression of a one night stand.
There you go, my impression.
Get out.
The mute button always works.
Always. Oh, boy.
All right, folks. All right. We're going to end the show a little early tonight. Thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to Renee. Shout out to Russ out of England who checked us out. Shout out to WLUV Radio. Shout out to Ramon Garrett for the Ramon Garrett Show. Who else can I shout out, folks? Shout out to Major Meek Radio, to Mina Long, Promoter of the Year. Shout out to DJ Mike Major. the Matrix Studios. These are all the places I check out, folks. So you may want to Google shows and check them out a little bit and stuff like that. Right now, we're going to go around to the round table, I should say. And we're going to have everybody say their goodbye, starting with Talkative John. Talkative John, who do you want to shout out to?
I don't know, buddy, man. Just have a good week, man. See you Thursday.
Okay. We got Lady C.
Shout out to everyone that visited and my phone fantasy radio family. Love you guys. Enjoy it every time I come.
Oh.
Even the trifling stuff that jumps in at the wrong time.
Chef, you got any
shout-outs
you
want to
do, Chef?
Shout-out to everybody listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, and shout-out to Phone Fantasy Radio, shout-out to LaCrush, and all the people that tuned in and called in for your show.
Right. We hype. We popular. Brick, you got any last comments?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody that listened to the show on Monday. I'm going to watch and listen again on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen to Brick's House. Make sure you watch Mammy on Sunday. We're going to talk about it Monday. Shout out to the Crush and the whole Phone Fantasy Radio family. That's it.
Didn't know we were here in Jamaica.
Oh, once again, always having a ball with Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to John out of Columbus, Ohio. Shout out to Lady C out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have Brick and Chevy Baby out of Brooklyn, New York. Much love to everybody checking us out. And shout out.
Big up.
Sorry.
Good grief. And. You know, we'll be back here Thursday with the Boom Boom Room. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all have song requests, text me, email me, Facebook me. Let me know your songs that get you in the mood, that turn you on. You know, so we're going to be playing R&B, maybe some hip-hop, I don't know. People, different strokes for different folks, I should say. Y'all can text me at 347-855-7372. Or is that 773? Okay.
Can I say one thing? Please, if you are a BBW female dominatrix and you're interested in coming on my show, please call 347-604-REAL. Thank you. That's it.
Ooh. Oh,
I was just saying yesterday, too. Okay.
Oh, we talk about a future show.
All right, folks. That's it. That's my time. What you got for me, Black Reporter?
What time there was fast feast to be, this is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow in your head. Don't worry about today. Is here. Take the most of it. Stand for something to believe in, because you can fall for anything. If you didn't hear
it. Go and tell that. That's my favorite part. Sorry.
Run.
If you didn't hear everything we said, you heard.
We gotta revise this. Hold on. We gotta revise this, Black Reporter, because we don't play music on here.
I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
If we didn't talk about everything that you wanted to hear. Well, damn it, we talked about what we needed to talk about. Let's move on. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
You didn't hear what you didn't like when we talked about calling.
On your face for the next time, we will see you in a little while.
Jeez.
You are in. And we are out.
Y'all
are out. I'm done with y'all.
Yeah, we're done with us. We're done with you. We're done with you and your non-trifling friend story ass.
Yes, you're going to be here Thursday.
You know what I just realized? I know I'm slow. We got 60 seconds, but do you know what I just realized, Black Reporter? The reason why you don't have a trifling friend story, because you are the trifling friend. And on that note,
sayonara,
people. Have a good day. Don't let people stress you out. And we'll be back here Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Peace.
Bye.
Check your booty.
Bye.